Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tommy, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460
everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. Behind the glass, the great Nicky Seramus. Chuck's back there, too. So, all right, Nick. I gotta admit when I'm wrong and I don't know. Who is it, Nick?
Steven Stills.
Oh, my God. I should have got that. Steven Stills.
My pitch for Steve.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was Steven Stills. Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah. How was the clue in with the monkeys, though?
He auditioned for the monkeys and got turned down.
Oh, I didn't know that. Steven Stills auditioned for the monkeys and got turned
down. Just now?
No, years ago.
Nick, I would think maybe he should have applied earlier than 2021, you know?
Well, I got news for you. What they went through with Crosby, he was better off going to the monkeys.
Oh, monkeys.
Less aggravation.
Couldn't have been trouble at all.
All right, everybody.
So, Lou, what are we covering today? We cover the world, I said on Facebook today. We cover the world. Who is that? The paint company.
Pittsburgh Paint. Listen, I want to start off with something I did last weekend and this week. I was watching the Democratic mayoral debate in
New York City.
And I got to tell you this, everybody. This is the most stupidest debate I ever seen. How can you, when crime is up 150%, shootings are up 150%, gang violence is up 300% in Brooklyn, how can you even attempt to talk about defunding the police station, the police department? They said they got to defund one PP. For these people who are running for office, and they're running for the biggest city in the world, it's probably one of the under the president, it's probably the most prestigious job out of everywhere, government and everything.
Top three.
Yeah. It's got to be. And these people know for that office they're running for is one PP is in tune with everything. It's the Homeland Security capital, 1PP. Homeland Security works right out of 1PP, One Police Plaza, and they work together there. How can you make a statement and say you want to cut that? And then I watched the whole debate. The only guy I thought out of the Democrats was a little bit good, and I wouldn't say good, I'd just give him a little bit good, was Ray McGuire. I thought he'd call it the way it is. If you're going to bring tourism into this city, and you want to have your shows, your Broadway, your concerts, your theater, ballet, you want to have all these things. People are not going to come if people are getting killed on the subway, pushed on subway cars or whatever. People are not going to come. He hit the nail on the head, this guy, or whatever. As for the Republican debate, I thought Mateo won over, in my eyes, over Curtis Sliwa. Sliwa reminded me of a guy, one of the guys I knew like when I was a kid on the street. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Type of guy. That's what he reminded me of. He's good to rile a crowd up, like Steve said before we were talking about this. Good crowd person like that. But he's not the material to be mayor, as I see it. Steve?
In the Borscht Belt, they used to call Mr. Sliwa, his talents, a tumbler. A tumbler, if you went to Grossinger's or Concord, he would warm the crowd up, like Johnny Olsen on one of the game shows. And he was good for that. And he's a decent fellow, and I've met him, and he looks like a good guy. He's a man of the streets. He's sensible, but I don't think he has a comprehensive program. I am not going to make that my first choice. I think Mateo looks and sounds pretty good. It's very difficult to get excited about a Republican candidate here in
New York.
What is it, 5-7-8-9-1 unfavorable registration, Democrats versus Republicans. So I will have to accept the acclamation or settlement for this Mr. Adams, who's a police veteran. And what I've heard of him and the little I've heard from him, he seems sensible. But let's face it, sensible is just a matter of degree, Lou. Let's face it, the Democrat debate, which I did not see, but I've heard each of the prospects talk independently on radio and television and read their quotes on the web, thoroughly unimpressive. It's bonkers. It's bozo land. It's freedom land if you're of a certain age. Freedom land was a brief competitor.
Co-op city.
Co-op city many, many decades ago. It is freedom land for wannabes. It's ridiculous. And any person who is of New York City, I don't care if you were born here, I don't care what your background or color is, any person who believes the secret to improved peace and law enforcement and societal calm and prosperity and growth and all those good things is in reducing expenditures for police is a fool and I think doesn't deserve a public platform. Nobody of any serious background believes that. Most Democrats, you know, are saying it or they're hedging on it. But if you get them in private, most of them, several I know in New Rochelle, as a matter of fact, but I won't embarrass them, have admitted to me privately, it's stupid, it's dumb, but that's the rising segment of the Democrat Party today, the extreme anarcho-socialist, I would argue Marxist, wing of the Democrat Party that is against law enforcement, that is good against peace and calm. That is not a program. That is a campaign throwaway line, Lou. And I promise you, any person who gets into office, regardless of Adams, who seems likely at this point, I don't think any of the other wannabes, never mind the Republicans, they're not stupid enough to say such a thing, will at all reduce the budget by $1 billion. Perhaps something token, maybe take something away, Lou, from their public relations campaign or police athletic league. Does that exist anymore, police athletic league?
Yes, it still does.
Well, let's just face it. The police do a lot of good things. Police athletic league is one of the great things they did when I was a kid.
Me too. Went to their camp.
We need to spend more on police, better training, paying better candidates.
I totally agree.
And more stringent psychological screening, Lou. Better and stronger than they did in Minnesota, which is the real cause, Lou, of the George Floyd abomination, not racism. And it's not a problem we have in New York. We're trying, we're striving to do better here. And I have a lot of confidence in New York City cops, as well as New Rochelle cops, by the way.
You mentioned George Floyd, and I'm going to mention Eric Garner. This was a tragedy what happened to these two guys. I'd be the first one to say that it was a tragedy what happened. Everybody knows that. But you can't tie the hands of the police department. You can't say, oh, we can't let cops be cops or whatever. And this racial profiling is another thing. You know, when I was a kid, and I'm gonna be honest with everybody here, I wasn't too good of a kid when I was younger. We used to get tossed by the police all the time. You go to a concert, you run down the block, we got any pot on you? No, I ain't got nothing, officer. But I fit the prescription, long hair, beard, you know, or whatever like that. So I fit the type or whatever like that. So if a cop sees a guy that's dressing the part or looks like he has a gun or doing a drug deal or whatever like that, shouldn't be that he's picking on him because of his color. He should be picking on him because he knows that there's some activity going on. They have enough street smarts to see that. It was, like I said earlier, to George Floyd and Eric Garner, was a tragedy what happened. But we can't keep tying the hands of our policemen that are going out there doing their job.
I agree with you completely, and I don't think this is going to carry the day. The Democrat will win. We know it's becoming a foregone conclusion, but nobody in his right mind who's thinking seriously about the subject really believes that there isn't profiling going on today. Every time a human being sees another human being, there are certain instantaneous visual cues or mind pictures that come across the person's mind. It's part of human nature, like it or not, good or bad, until human nature is changed by biology or technology. That is going to be the case. And I think as long as people do profiling, however informally, We should guard against its excesses. We should make sure it is not applied brutally. But let's face it, there are some patterns of behavior that unfortunately, because of history and poverty and, yes, racism and the horrible story of slavery in the United States, there are preconceived notions that carry over into behavior. Cops act on it. Unfortunately, we should work against the cops who overact on it. And while you're at it, remember, don't forget stop, question, and frisk, Lou. Remember, that was the key to busting up the gangs and the little drug gangs in the 80s under Giuliani and Mayor Koch, to be fair, and Bloomberg. Good policies that worked. And remember, Lou, it wasn't just stop and frisk. It was stop, intelligently, relevantly question, and then frisk if indicated.
Well, what they were saying, a couple of people running for office were saying that we need to bring policing out of the streets and put community policing there. Let people from the neighborhoods. Let me just tell you what's going to happen. You give these gangbangers an inch, they're going to take a mile. If they got a 2-block radius now and they know there's no cops in that area, they're going to take a 14-block area. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Policing now?
Yes.
That's different than the one I heard 20 years ago.
All right, we'll be right back. Stephen Stills. You got me this one, Nick. Now I notice it's Stills, this one. In a noisy bar in Avalon, I tried to call you. But on a midnight watch, I realized why twice you ran away. Think about how many times I had.
With world and national news, here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration will continue pushing China to cooperate with investigations about how the pandemic began.
We are going to continue to press in coordination with the international community, China, to be transparent, to be forthcoming with data and information. We're not going to just stand by and accept that they've said they're not going to participate.
U.S. intelligence officials have renewed investigation into reports COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab, which China has denied. The Supreme Court won't take up a case that asks it to decide whether it's discriminatory for the government to require only men to register for the draft.
A federal judge in Texas ruled the existing law unconstitutional, but the appeals circuit overturned that. The high court refusing to take the case means the status quo remains.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Now, WVOX traffic.
It is a sticky drive through the middle of Westchester County with a collision going in the westbound direction on Cross County Parkway. It's right at Columbus Avenue, and so traffic is stacked up from the Hutchinson River Parkway. Also, now looking at two separate accidents on the New York State Thruway, one northbound getting up to Fordham Road, and one in the southbound direction after Moshalu Parkway. I'm Karen Johnson in the traffic center for 1460 WBOX.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
All to know,
of my favorite Stephen Stills songs. All right. All right, we're back. The phone number is 914-636-0110. You could give us a call. Another thing with this Democratic machine lately, everything is white supremacy. White supremacy this. Iran is the good guy. Iran is the great guy. Meanwhile, Iran is funding all Hamas's rockets that hit Israel like crazy. The 4,000 rockets that hit Israel was funded by Iran. But they want to say white supremacy. It's ridiculous what's going on in this country now. Do I believe in, there is some white supremacy? Yes. But I do not believe that it's at the stage that they say it's at. I don't believe in that at all. Steve?
Lou, the number one threat to peace, to the plight of minorities in the United States, the plight of people of color, the plight of religious minorities, including, depending on where you are, they could be minorities or in the majority, Jews, Christians, of course, Catholics, especially in some areas, and Protestants and Muslims, too, is the intolerance of the Islamists. The Islamists being not ordinary believers in Islam, but the ones who want to rule the world
and
who do not.
Jah.
And what?
And believe in the Jah.
Absolutely.
That's what they believe in.
I believe that is the answer to everything, because if you do the reading, and I've read some of it, I don't read Arabic.
You're an infidel if you don't believe in it.
You buy it or you don't. They have no respect for the secular authority. They have no respect even for the Saudi Arabian government, whatever you may think of it, and that's far from perfect. But Jordan and the more moderate states like Egypt and the ones in the Pacific and in Africa, fairly moderate places, are still forbidden by the Islamists because they are not 100% guided by Sharia law that you're referring to, Lou. And that is the threat to people around the world, Muslims especially, because they have no alternative. For them to object to this type of mania is to risk a death sentence. At least Jews have Israel to agree to help, and Jews have, of course, America, and Christians also have Israel and America standing up for rights of everybody in the region of the Middle East and everywhere else. If it weren't for the Israeli military force and America's consistent backing until President Trump left office, I'm afraid to say, Lou, we would be in much worse shape. And that's why it's important, I think, for Biden and company to find their legs and start standing up for our allies and start standing against the number one purveyor of terror in the world, and that's Iran.
Well, I don't believe. Larry's on the line. All right, let's get Larry. Larry, you there?
Hey, Steve. Lou, how are you?
How you doing, Larry? Doing? What's up?
Steve, it was great seeing you at the Memorial Day festivities.
Great event. Yeah, thank you. Great event.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I thought it was done very nice. It was very moving.
Beautiful, very appropriate. It was really nice.
Anyway, what I think we have to realize is that the Democratic Party, Socialist Party, and the news media, the mainstream news media, are one and the same. So when they say defund the police, I would bet that 95% of the American people do not want the police defunded. It's just what they're trying to portray, that, you know, we want this. We don't want that. There's no systemic racism in this country. It's BS. This country is the least racist country in the world.
Give money to everybody, Larry.
Yeah, every minority has done better in this country than anywhere else.
Without a doubt. Without a
doubt.
You
know, they want to talk about racism and everything. They still have slavery over in the Middle East. They have it in Africa. They have it all over the world. They don't have it here. It's not legal here. It may go on underneath, you know, on the dark side of things. But it's not allowed in this country.
And, Larry, how many nations on earth confronted their horrible past like we have parts of our past? Most of it, I think, glorious and great. We confronted slavery. We confronted the bad reasons for the Civil War. And we've striven for more than 100 years to escape Jim Crow and the ugly black anti-black statutes of the South, predominantly Democrat black South, black laws of the South. And we have a great record to be proud of. Let me ask you.
We have nothing to apologize for.
Nothing
at
all.
You want to talk about the Civil War. Everybody, you know, it's all about slavery and everything. True. But they don't talk about the 600,000 plus white men who died to free the slaves.
Incredible.
Where are they saying that?
Yep. The Union.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. And what nation on earth went to war with itself? Just think about it. Did Russia go to war to free the serfs? Did Germany go to war to toss out Hitler? Did Japan have a civil war or revolution against their rising sun militarist military? Not a chance. It didn't happen. Only United States.
We have very dangerous times when social media can ban a president of the United States. That is very, that's dictatorship. We're about to lose this country. People better wake the hell up.
Well, it is, Larry, that's a good identification of it. It is a business dictatorship. It's a monopoly dictatorship. Can you imagine in our history if Samuel Morse, the claimed inventor of the Morse code, only allowed the use of the telegraph to Republicans or Democrats?
Yes.
What sort of country would we have been?
Yeah.
It's inconceivable, but we would allow the likes of Bezos and other technologarchs to hoard their power for their own political and economic advantage.
You know what, Larry? The Democrats are putting a wedge in this country. The Democrats are bringing all this diversity into this country. They're putting a big wedge in this thing. The Republican, Trump did more for people than
absolutely.
Did a lot more for people of color. You know, let's be honest here. Unemployment was its lowest under the African-American community under Trump's regime. Was
the
under
biggest
Trump,
home ownership.
The biggest home ownership. Hispanics, more jobs.
Nobody had a problem with Trump.
More jobs went to Hispanic community. More jobs went to the black community. More housing. You're right. More housing was sold or whatever.
Right.
He did for everybody or whatever.
Yep.
There was nothing he did wrong in this thing. Now he's out of office. He's out of office not even just about 6 months or so. And gas went up $1.50 a gallon almost.
It's
ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous what's going on.
Everything else and food, and we're being hacked.
My next-door neighbor, I'm glad you mentioned that, Larry, about lumber. My next-door neighbor been trying to put a deck onto his house for the last. He had the contractor. The contractor couldn't get the wood to build his deck. He just got it now. He put the order in April. In April,
just imagine,
2 months ago, couldn't get the order of wood.
But just imagine these two regimes, Larry Lou. President Trump, again, we know his verbal diarrhea. Big problem. It really lost him a major opportunity to convert a winning majority, an overwhelming majority of this country. But remember, when
I
he was
he
the...
I think he did. I think he got stolen.
Well, I'm willing to accept that in certain places. I can't prove it, but I do want to just say this. When we started talking to the Canadians and the Mexicans and said to them, look, we have a problem with balance of trade to the Far East. It's not just the U.S. It's it's Mexico and Canada, too. He started working on a settlement which would have benefited Mexican employment. It would have helped Mexico get legal manufacturing jobs away from the Far East and also help Canada in their own way. And he was submarined by his own Republicans and the Democrats who didn't want any change. Compare that to what...
We were energy independent, first time ever.
And look what we have now, Larry. We have Kamala Harris going to Guatemala trying to get them to increase unemployment. Increase employment.
All right, guys. What about the saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander? You had AOC, what's that they call it?
The squad.
The squad on the Capitol steps. These are sitting people in Congress condemning, calling Israel the devil when Israel retaliated against Palestine, against the Hamas. Had the nerve, our greatest ally, had the nerve to say that they should. But when Trump says something, they want to run it up the flagpole. That's totally wrong what they did. The squad should have been.
And their party disciplinarians have nothing to say about it.
Yes.
And you're talking about the one who married her brother?
Yeah, the one,
that
yeah.
Other pig that
yeah,
he yes, saved yes. from Somalia that's war-torn and dictatorships and murder and everything else. She comes over here, look how well she's doing, and she's condemning this country.
Isn't it remarkable?
I say ship her back.
And she's a sitting councilwoman.
Yeah.
Congresswoman. But, you know, this is crazy. And you just mentioned before about Kamala Harris. She goes to Guadalupe and she says, well, we're going to create jobs so people don't have to come into our country. And we're going to... She came from California, like Steve was saying during the break. There's no unemployment. It's at its highest there. or whatever.
She couldn't. We had the problem fixed. Trump had it fixed. They didn't have to do anything.
He did.
Look what that idiot did the first day in office. He killed the pipeline. But yet, he allows Russia to trade with Germany, and Russia's going to make a fortune off of Germany. And we are protecting Germany from Russia.
And making... And making Germany hostage to Russian oil.
You know, I get a kick out of this. Everybody's talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. But meanwhile, he's in this administration, is with China, in bed with China, and everything else. Look what happened in China last year. They took in 400 miles off the coast of China. They built islands, airport islands, for military strategy for a war. This administration doesn't see that.
Biden's son did a lot of business with Russia and China. If it was Trump's son that did that, it would be in the papers every day. You'd hear it 24/7. And I think you want to talk about a Russian agent? Look at Biden. His son was paid $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow, and he made millions of dollars off of China too.
Yes.
So I think they got something on him. They may have Hunter Biden's laptop stuff.
All right, Larry.
They just won't exploit it, and the press is stunningly silent on the subject.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry, good call.
Thank you. Good call. Excellent call, Larry. We'll be right back. So we